Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story, which comes from White Wolf Dreamer from the Entitled People subreddit, and says, "My grandmother thinks she's entitled to controlling my life. To start off, I, 27 female, have lived with my gran, 77 female, all my life. She raised my older brother and I, and for that I am eternally grateful. However, even though I love her, I have to admit that my gran has always been extremely entitled, controlling, and even manipulative, mostly regarding my life in particular. I still live at home, and I act as her caretaker, as well as helping out my autistic brother. And because someone has made the accusation before, no, that doesn't mean I'm just mooching off of her. I actually take care of her. I cook her meals, I clean up for her, I help her bathe, do her hair and get dressed. I help her get to the bathroom and clean up after. I help her sort out her meds. I run errands and do the shopping, as I'm the only one who can drive. I help her get to appointments, I push her wheelchair whenever she's in it, and I do anything and everything else she needs. I've been doing most of these things since I was still in high school. Yes, she pays for everything, but that's only because she hasn't allowed me to get a job in almost 8 years. Always telling me things like, what if you were at work but I really needed you, among other things. And even when I had a job, she took all but a fraction of every paycheck to put towards bills, which I was fine with at the time because I felt like it was only fair to pay my share, since I finally had an income. Every time I bring up looking for a job now, she has a million reasons to keep me from doing so. Most recently though, she's taken to hating my boyfriend, 24 male of 6 years, for pretty much no real reasons besides for dating me. She talks crap about him constantly, calling him useless and good for nothing, insulting him behind my back on an almost daily basis, even though he's bent over backwards to help me out in many situations. She makes comments like, he must not love you very much since he never comes around. But then she pitches a fit every time he asks me on a date, and the only time she ever wants him coming to our house is when she can exploit him, like roping him into moving furniture or cleaning out the garage. She makes backhanded remarks about how we've been together for 6 years, but he's never proposed, but then raises hell if I spend more than a couple of hours with him on a date. She's even told me, you know, I'd like for you to give me a great grandchild sometime before I die. But she loses her mind if my boyfriend even so much as kisses me anywhere near her. My boyfriend is the sweetest, kindest, most hardworking guy I've ever known, and he treats me better than anyone in my life ever has. He even has a great job and makes a decent living, owns his own home and car, and is very good with his finances. But she still has to nitpick every little thing about him to try and turn me against him. She even talks crap about his family, mother and brother, even though they treat me extremely well. No matter how much I defend any of them, she won't stop. This kind of came to a head the other night. For context, we've just been informed by our landlord that come June 2023, he's selling the house we are renting. So unless we can come up with $30,000 to buy it from him, we'll have to move. That's a whole different can of worms in and of itself, but what floored me was that a few nights ago, my gran went from insulting my boyfriend's hair, he's been growing it out, to maybe we should move to state that's 2 states away, so we can get away from him, in the same breath. And no, she wasn't joking. I've been with him for 6 years, but she wants me to move away from him because she hates him. Now, as far as us possibly having to move out in a year, she 100% assumes that I most definitely have to move with her and my brother to keep taking care of them, no exceptions. My boyfriend and I are already talking about sitting down with her to discuss my moving in with him instead, and I'm dreading that discussion because I know it will not go well. All she's done for years is depend on me to the point that she actively refuses outside help because Bunny can just do it. She refuses to move to a retirement or assisted living home, and to make things worse, she's already decided that after she's gone, I will be taking over full care of my brother, without even considering what I want to do with my life. I just know she's going to go postal and lay on a massive guilt trip when I finally tell her I want to move out entirely. But I want to get on with my own life. I'm tired of my gran thinking she's entitled to my life. I'm sorry I don't have a conclusion for this right now. I'll try to post an update when we finally talk to her. Any advice for that conversation is welcome. I need all the help I can get. An edit. I just wanted to say thank you for all the support and advice. It feels so good to have so many people in my corner for once. And before we move on to the updates, we're going to start with some comments, starting with DayLily61, who says, "It's late, so this will be quick. The reason your grandmother dislikes your boyfriend, and by extension his family, is obvious. He's a threat to her. If you join your life with his, it upsets Granny's comfy apple cart. Same if you get a job. Having your own income and regularly spending time anywhere besides home means you're not available to her whenever she wants you. Topping it off, it means she would have to spend more time looking after your brother. I have a feeling that at bottom, the reason your grandmother doesn't like your boyfriend is that she is scared. She's now 77 and fears how difficult caring for herself and / or your brother will be if you move out. That being said, you do not owe her your future. No one has that right to deprive you of a life of your own. Besides, to me, your boyfriend sounds like a prize to cherish. I realize that you do love your grandmother and brother. Also, you have not mentioned your parents, so clearly they are not in the picture, for some reasons which are none of my business, and I'm not asking. So I really don't have any advice for you, except to encourage you to stay strong, regardless of how your grandmother might try to manipulate you. My best wishes to you, honey. I hope you, your boyfriend, his family, and your grandmother can find a solution which works for all of you." Mario says, and quotes, "I, 27, female, sitting down with her to discuss my moving in with him instead. Then says, what is there to discuss? You're an adult who makes her own decisions. You let her know how you've decided. End of discussion." Commenter quotes again, saying, "Massive guilt trip," and says, "If you already knew this in advance, then it shouldn't affect you too much. Your life is yours to live, and that does not include serving others because they want you to. There comes a time when parents need to let their children go out in the world. For you, that time was 5 years ago." Opie responds to that and says, "The only reason we want to make it a discussion is so that she understands that she'll need to find some other way to get by. Like I said, she depended on me to do everything for her for years, and I don't want to just leave her to the wind by just saying I'm walking out, you know." And then quotes, "There comes a time when parents need to let their children go out in the world. For you, that time was 5 years ago." Opie then continues and says, "Hit the nail on the head there. One of the biggest reasons I want to move out is because I'm almost 30, and I've never felt like I had my own life. I want to change that." Anonymous Forever says, "It's not a discussion. This implies she gets a say. Tell her that when they have to move out, that you will be moving in with boyfriend. That is not for negotiation, discussion, or anything else. Between now and then, you'll be getting in contact with elder care services and disabled adult services to get caseworkers and plans going to get assisted living arrangements in process for autistic brother, using his social security benefits, etc. And she will need aid in determining what level of care home she needs, because it won't be you anymore at that point, and she needs to face that fact." And one more comment from Curiously Katie says, "If you sit her down to talk to her, make sure all important documentation or expensive / sentimental items are at your boyfriend's house, or at least in his car. She might take your items like identity documents, etc., hostage to keep you there. You need to be clear in your mind that she might make your life a living hell after the talk, and you might have to move out during the night to escape the situation. She might flip out terrified of losing her familial caretaker she could depend on to stay despite the abuse going on. If necessary, write down why you are moving out. For example, that you want to start living your life. You are gonna feel guilty about abandoning her, so you should be able to remind yourself you want a life as well. Good luck." So then Opie came in with their first update, which says, "For context of my situation, you can find my original post here. To sum it up, my gran raised me and still controls my life, but now I'm 27 and ready to move out. Now for the update. I've come to the decision that I'm moving out by the end of summer, at the very latest. I haven't told gran yet, but I will sometime in the next couple of weeks, after I made a few more preparations. My boyfriend and his family are behind me no matter what she says or does, and I'm fully prepared to dispute any guilt trip she might throw at me over my decision. I wanted to say thank you to the people who left supportive comments and advice on my original post. I can't even express how good it feels to have so many people on my side. If any of you are reading this, please know that I'm taking your advice to heart and doing what I can to be prepared for the move. I'll try to make another update after I finally told Gran, if anyone's interested, and wish me luck. Edit. I want to add, the one thing I'm most worried about regarding moving out is what my Gran will want to do about my dog. Her name is on his vet record because she made me give them her name instead of mine when we first got him. She buys his food and pays for his basic care, i.e. yearly shots, flea treatment, etc. Only because, as I said in the original post, I'm not allowed to work, so I have no money. When we got him, she insisted he was my dog, and she continues calling him my dog, and I do everything for him. I've trained him, I feed him, I walk him, I bathe him, I clip his nails, etc. I didn't ask my gran or my brother to do any of that, because again, he's my dog. I love him so much, and I couldn't imagine losing him. But I'm worried that, when I tell her I'm leaving, she'll insist on keeping him out of spite, since he's hers as far as records go. But I love my dog, and I know for a fact that she and my brother won't be able to take care of him without me because she's disabled and my brother is lazy. I'm not sure what I could do in that case, so any advice would be welcome. OP responded to a couple of the comments in that post as well. One of her responses was, I've decided to stand firm in telling her that I won't be at her beck and call. If she's willing to be civil, I won't mind doing small things here and there, like taking her to doctor's appointments when the public transit bus in town, her usual method of getting to places because it's wheelchair friendly, is busy, or coming by just to visit and slash or do light housekeeping if she needs it. But I won't be sucking into coming back every other day to keep taking care of her. And if she doesn't want to be civil and tries to make it a me or your boyfriend fight, I'm going with my boyfriend. I won't waste my energy trying to reason with her if she just wants a war. Opie's next comment said, I'm looking into a couple of different assisted living places in town. My boyfriend's mum has connections with some facilities and services that help autistic adults learn to live on their own. Opie then comes in with another update which says, hello friends, I wanted to stop in with a small update on my situation. My boyfriend and I have decided to talk to Gran on the 25th. I've been cleaning, organizing, and packing up my things to the best of my ability without alerting my gran or brother, and I've located and secured all of my important legal documents. A solid plan has been made for Gran to make payments to own the house, so she and my brother won't have to move after all. We've decided to tell her before the contract is finalized, so she won't be able to use it to keep me in the house. I'm incredibly nervous about telling her, but I'll be glad to get it done. I'll come back with the results after then. Wish me luck. Thank you all again and for all of your support. It means the world to me.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Next update. Hello, friends, and an update on the situation. My boyfriend and I finally told Gran I'm ready to move out, and she was, quite surprisingly, rather okay with it. She did start off with the expected, why'd you want to leave, and, well, what am I supposed to do? Questions, and sprinkled in some things about still needing help with certain tasks. But in the end, she admitted that she figured out it would happen eventually, and that she can't stop me. She didn't even argue about wanting to keep my dog, and admitted that it'd be too much for her and my brother to handle. We did offer to help her find a cat or a smaller dog to keep her company, something that she and my brother could take care of much more easily than my 40-pound bag of energized muscles, because she was so amicable about it. I told her that I'm willing to stick around long enough to help make sure that her rent-to-own contract with a landlord goes through alright. She signs on the 30th, but I won't be co-signing anything since I won't be living here. And she's admitted that my brother needs to learn to start taking care of himself and doing normal housework. so she's going to start looking into services to help him with that, as well as a better home care service, so Gran will still have a little bit of help when I'm gone. Her only stipulation was that she wants my boyfriend and I to be married before I move in with him. Old-fashioned values and all that jazz. We are prepared to fight her a bit on that front, since it would mean another year or more of waiting while we set it up. And we've already been together for nearly 7 years at this point. But if need be, we don't mind getting engaged just to prevent a fight. To clarify, we do want to get married at some point, but I don't want to keep staying at home as a live-in maid for over a year while we get a wedding planned. And I don't want to get married just because she wants me to. We'll get married when we want to, but don't mind an official engagement in the meantime since we're practically engaged already. I'm honestly so surprised that she took it so well. Is hoping she doesn't change her mind when it comes time to start moving things out. I'd like to say another big thanks to everyone who's been supporting and encouraging me through all of this. It's been such a godsend to read all of your comments, and I'm forever grateful to have such lovely people at my back. I'll come back in a couple of weeks with, hopefully, my final update. Fourth update. Hello friends, it's been quite a while since I updated on this situation, and that's because I spent the last 3 months in a very precarious balancing act. First off, if no one feels like reading my other posts, I'm 27, 28 in 2 weeks, and my gran has dictated and controlled my life as far back as I can remember, while treating me like a free servant and restricting me from having a job or very much of a social life. I finally decided 3 months ago to tell her that I'd be moving out with my boyfriend of 7 years, and she seemed oddly okay with the decision, if a little bitter. So I've been taking my time to pack and move my stuff bit by bit, so I could also help her out by cleaning and organizing the house and figuring out ways for her and my brother to get by without me being there 24/7. We've had a number of household calamities during that time, including having to replace a number of old fixtures that all broke down at once. So I've been doing what I can to help with all of that, even though it's forced me to put it off moving for even longer. Problem is, the more time passes and the more things I move, my gran has gotten less and less okay with me moving. She snarks at me every time I haul out a set of boxes, saying everything from, "You know he's going to keep all of your stuff and throw you out on the street if you break up, right?" to, "He'll make you throw most of your crap out since he won't want all of that crowding his house." She keeps implying that my boyfriend will make me get rid of my dog because he has cats, even though he's never indicated such a thing and has actually made a lot of plans to make it easier to socialize them. And of course, there are guilt trips. I've done my absolute best to be civil and mature, debating and explaining things to her rather than fighting, staying in the house way longer than I ever intended, just to help her out and be the bigger person. But now, I'm done. My boyfriend took me out for lunch today, and we hung out for a while. I gave her over an hour's notice before we left, and she didn't tell me she needed anything. We were gone a couple of hours, and she didn't say anything when I came home. Cut to dinner time, and she starts passively aggressively talking crap about me to my brother, knowing I was in the room, and about how I took off to have lunch and didn't give a crap if either of them ate. And after 3 months of holding my tongue and playing nice, I snapped. We fought for a bit, and she ended up complaining about how I spent all my time with my boyfriend and don't care about her. And I told her that at almost 28 years old, I don't need her permission to be an adult. And she said, "You want to leave? Then go. You'll regret walking out on your brother and me as soon as you do." Just ignoring the fact that I've been systematically moving for the last 3 months already. So I'm done. I haven't spoken to her for the last couple of hours, and I already texted my boyfriend telling him that I'd be moved out by the end of the week. That gives me enough time to pack the last of my stuff and get it hauled out, and him enough time to get everything set for me to move in. Plus, he works the rest of the week and won't be free to help until Friday. By Friday, I plan to be moved, no matter what Gran says or does. Expect an update by Friday or Saturday on the move. I imagine Gran will have more to say by then, but I'm through with playing her games. Wish me luck. And there was a little update in the same post which says, "Update, I moved out. I just got up from my first night spent in my new place. So far, I'm still adjusting, as is my dog, but I'm confident everything will work out. My Gran gave me some grief when I told her I was finally making the move, but it was nothing major. She threw out some, 'You're just abandoning us, and why do you need to go and live with him so bad?' But she quietened down as we were loading up my things. In all honesty, I think she might have been more sad than angry, for right now at least, but I think she and my brother got through the night just fine without me. So here's hoping everyone can be happier with this arrangement. I've got a lot of cleaning and unpacking to do, so I'm signing off for now. Thanks again to everyone for their encouragement and well wishes." Then OP updates with their final update, which says, "Hello friends, it's been a while since my last update on the situation, but I thought I'd check in with one last update for anyone who was interested. I've been living with my boyfriend for about a month now, and things are going really well. In fact, my boyfriend is now my fiancé. Brenna's cooled down a lot, though she still gets a bit testy when I haven't talked to her for a few days. She and my brother got a kitten to keep them company, and I've been very impressed by how much my brother has actually stepped up to help out since I moved. I visit and chat with them a couple of times a week, and I even had Thanksgiving with them, and then one with fiancé's family the next day. As for me, I've been slowly adjusting to life without strict rules and restrictions. Fiancé and his family have been amazing to me. Anytime I've started to struggle or get overwhelmed with a change, they're right there to talk me down. It's amazing to feel so much love and support from family. They've helped get me settled and got me some things I've never had all to myself before, like a lovely set of cooking pans. Even my dog has settled down into the new place well. I take him over to Gran every now and then. So far, things have been working out well. I'm hoping they get even better as everyone gets used to the new rhythm of life. I want to thank everyone here that supported and encouraged me through this whole ordeal. You all helped me keep a level head going into the move, and you're all amazing." And I got to be honest myself there, halfway through one of those last updates, I was getting a bit concerned OP wasn't going to move out at all, that they were turning around and just going to eventually just stay with Grandma. But I'm very glad that they did get out of that situation and live their own lives. There was a few comments on one of the first posts called OP a doormat and all this kind of thing. And you know, I just don't agree with that sort of stuff. When you've been brought up this way and this kind of behavior has been normalized your whole life, it must be incredibly difficult to get out of it. And then you see people on Reddit giving you the encouragement saying this isn't normal and you should be living your own life. And then they take that advice as well. And I think it was particularly lovely as well when OP was talking about her boyfriend's family. It sounds like she hasn't experienced that kind of family relationship before. So when they come up to her and they talk to her and they give her gifts and show her love and support, it's like it's a new experience for her in some way. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support and your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for being involved. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.